Welcome, everybody, to The Dark Forest, Season 3. Run that back. This is WIBB 104.9 FM Boston, and this is The Dark Forest. Welcome back, everybody, to The Dark Forest, Season 3. I am your host, the Dungeon Master, and coming in through the crystal ball...
The Crypt Keeper. Welcome, everybody, to another season. I was not able to make it in the actual forest for this particular excursion and others coming in the future, but I will be with you, if not bodily, then spiritually, through the magic of the crystal ball. Happy to be here.
Yes, and it is summer break here in the Dark Forest. We're enjoying a nice, relaxing summer. It's a little bit, you know, rainy. I don't know, the seems to have come under some sort of spell by some great weather
some powerful
wizard.
Weather spirit.
Yeah.
Who knows? It would be a shame if it was localized to your spot only. That would really be quite a tragedy.
Yeah,
as you were walking, the rain has followed you.
My boots are actually full of water right now, which is great because I'm going to kick them off, and we're going to go for a nice little relaxing swim here in the Lakes of Eternal Suffering.
Oh, the Lakes of Eternal Suffering.
Yep. We're going to take a nice little relax on the beaches of 1,000 Burns.
Of course.
And,
ford the rivers of unexplainable torment, you know, as one does.
And we're gonna give a listen to some Boston Underground hits.
Some up-and-coming new songs. We'll have your finger on the pulse of what's current in the scene of Boston. Take a listen.
nice to ask. I know it's not about the task. I'm serious, I'm serious, I'm very serious. I think we should try to have kids. I think we should try to have kids. And I know I shouldn't say it, but I did. I think we should try to have kids. We got drunk on the 27th and we got home. I said I loved you and you kissed my forehead and my heart said away. your nets. Eggshells, the liver takes up where the hardwoods blow out. The candles light again. A wish to me to be alone, but never alone. I don't get off on the same things I used to.
We'll be right back.
Do you want to be an ant?
I tried being an ant once. Didn't quite work out. Too many legs to keep track of.
Yeah. Yep. I don't want to be an ant.
Not how I would want to spend my summer vacation, my summer break. What about you, Dungeon Master? How would you spend your summer break?
Well, I'm looking, you know, kick back, take a load off. Just kind of chill out. I'm looking to learn some new spells. I'm trying to get into...
Oh, of course.
Yep. Trying to get work on my divination a bit more. You know, I've been looking, eyeing a new ball, actually, a new crystal ball.
Really? A new crystal ball?
Yeah.
The one we're using right now, not cutting it for you?
Yeah, it's just like an old, you know, it doesn't work that well.
It has a few scratches on it,
kinda bad. It's got some, yeah, it's got some dings, some scratches on it, so.
Yeah, yeah, figure it's time for a change, time for something better. Maybe you can learn some new spells with it, because if there's one thing we love doing, it is casting spells, of course.
I do love casting spells. Guy like me, love to cast a spell.
Oh yeah, it's fun for me just to cast a spell.
Yeah. Well, let's continue on our way here.
So let's get back into it. You know, we got some more tunes ahead of us, courtesy of the Whispering Winds, of course. Buckle up.
Canada, so you know that you're my scuba queen.
So, Crypt Keeper, what kind of creatures do lurk around in the Boston Underground here?
Oh, in the Boston Underground? Well, you do have your fair share of denizens in this part of the forest, you know. You have your creepy crawlers, your critters. I did find once in this part of the woods, or should I say the forest, the Scuba Queen, who I actually had to go under the lake once to harvest some particularly rare fungi that grow underwater, and I did catch a glimpse of the Scuba Queen.
You must have struggled to breathe underwater, though.
I did struggle. It was quite the struggle.
Unlike the Scuba Queen.
Oh, no. The Scuba Queen has no problem.
Who can hold her breath for long.
Yes. It was quite impressive and scary, but I did make it out with my rare fungi, and you know, I will brew them into some dastardly concoctions. And by dastardly, I of course mean very pleasant and wonderful, and I'm sure there's nothing wrong with them at all. That's how I'm going to spend my summer, I think. I want to get into brewing.
Yeah,
it seems fun.
Yeah, get a big cauldron. Invest. Get a nice, high-quality one. You can brew large batches of potions and elixirs.
Oh, yeah. Every wizard needs a good elixir in their back pocket when things get too hairy. You know, just take a swig of that. You'll be right as rain.
Yeah. You may have noticed, dear listeners, a little bit of censorship. Our airwaves are actually being censored right now by the Wizard Council.
They thought they could get a fast one on us in the month that we've been away. They've been putting up all sorts of wards and hexes to try and disrupt our signal here, but we'll find ways around it. We're resourceful.
We always find a way around.
Of course. In fact, let's keep going on our way here. Who knows what else we'll see.
We'll be right back. I heard Frax isn't actually self-made. Yeah, their parents own Red Lobster. I heard Frax Sam is actually a psyop from the hyper-pop Italian mob. I heard Frax Sam music literally killed someone and they had to send helicopters. I heard Frax Sam is changing their pronouns this year. Someone stop her. I heard none of that shit. I'm too busy. All I hear is this beat, though. It's okay for me to log up now. I'm tapping the DJ Rico. You gossip about me. I gloss about me. I get all nasty like Rico. I'm in L.A. on my own accord. My own accord, but I'm Nico.
It's a gold in the dentist. Come on, I'll check. I'm bad nothing again. Kiss my ass, you got stink breath. Get your dick wrecked. I'll let go, my hands are lit. I'm just a pretty coyote. Picking scars on my cheeks, yeah. Rotate mine in those beliefs. I'm a magic scaly thing. I'll admit happily. One tag, don't retract, I retweet. Can't speak for facts, that's just me. Got DJ Rico on the beat.
Your hands were messy, well you know the glove it.
Oh, but you know the glove it. Oh, but you know the glove it.
Until it looks like a Tesla. Act like an animal, Chuck Tesla.
Quite real. That is so real. You know, who else will never die? Oh, of course. How could I forget about the Green Monster? I do know of the Green Monster. Not, thankfully, not in person, not face to face, but I have read of the wretched thing.
Sorry, I was unmuted. I was muted. Yeah, so what do you know of the Green Monster?
Oh no,
I'm seeing that people are saying the green monster ate the dungeon master. No, the dungeon master is alive and well.
There's just an issue
with the crystal ball, of course.
But fun fact, I cannot be eaten. There's a lot. You can kill me, but you can't eat me. It doesn't happen.
It's a very important distinction. But yes, the green monster does lurk. This horrible monster. Very, very horrible. It lurks in dank caves,
in basement areas, you know.
I hear it lurks in the dingy basements of Boston, Massachusetts.
If you find him in a crowd, you might be able to run and escape just barely. But if it's one-on-one and you lock eyes, you're his next meal. There's no hope for you then.
Yeah, you're gone. You're a home run at that point. You're a grand slam.
You are a grand slam. See it go. It is not coming back.
Yeah.
The sign spells death for you, I'm sorry to say.
And much like the Scuba Queen, this green monster, I think it's... I hope you have never been close enough to smell it, but have you?
No.
Well, if you were to, it doesn't smell good, you know.
No.
Its breath is, it's not minty fresh.
We'll be right back. can go back home.
She said, yeah, I wanna make breakfast, not a baby in bed, that's what she said.
Thank you so much for listening to the first episode of the Dark Forest Season 3.
Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed going through this new area of the forest, you know, gollywagging and seeing the sights, taking it all in, all the wonderful new torment that is waiting for you. Seriously, thanks a lot for joining us.
This has been Boston Underground. As always, you can find this week's playlist and all previous playlists on our social media at DarkForestWRBB on Twitter and Instagram, and join our Discord for live chat. And we have one more song, so stay tuned.
Thanks for listening.
told you once and I told you twice. Why be mean when you can't be nice? Come on, be kind to me. Can't you see? I'm in misery. I hardly feel like a mustard seed. 'Cause your love is what I need. Come on, be kind to me. Can't you see? I'm in a misery. I'm the ace of hearts and she's my queen. The best old girl you've ever seen. Come on, be kind to me. Can't you see? I'm in misery. I told you, child, when you were 16, I wanted you, girl, to be my queen. Come on, be kind to me. Can't you see? I'm in misery. I'm a bullfrog sitting on a and I was holding her in my arms. Come on, be kind to me. Can't you see? I'm in a misery. Call you on the telephone. Now tell me why you never hung. Come on, be kind to me. Can't you see?